The Albany Stratton VA Medical Center is one of 18 VA medical centers in the nation that will take part in what's being called a high reliability journey. High reliability organizations, or HROs, have been part of the aviation and nuclear industries for many years. Darlene Delancey, the medical center director at the Stratton VA Medical Center in Albany, says the goal of the VA program is to improve patient and staff safety through a structural transformation.
We have a very safe environment for all of our employees and our staff. It's to look at any systems issues which could cause harm and to be ahead of that, to be prepared for those things that could occur within the organization, and to have the appropriate tools available to every employee, to look at systems that need to be worked on, to look at processes, to make improvements in those areas so that there is no harm.
It is long-term care, I would assume, in a VA hospital, certainly more than in a regular hospital where people often enter through the emergency room. How does that change what you're doing here when it comes to high reliability, and when you're doing long-term care instead of perhaps a treatment in the emergency room and then the patient is discharged?
Well, you know, we do have a very complex organization. We do have ED, so we do have patients coming in through our emergency department. We do have patients who are in our beds, in our mental health beds, in our medical beds, our surgical beds. So we are a facility no different, other than smaller, than the community hospitals in this area. So we do have a community living center as well. So I don't see any difference. I think every organization needs to work towards high reliability, needs to ensure that our processes, our systems that are in place, are working to provide the best quality of care to our veterans.
How has the VA changed over the years? There was a time decades ago when most men were drafted. There was quite a large veteran population. But now the draft, of course, long gone. How has that changed what the VA does?
Well, the VA itself provides a wide service, from primary care to mental health services to surgical services. And it has changed because the veterans' needs change. So it's a known fact that we have older veterans. So their needs may be a little bit different from those that are just returning from theater. It's a known fact that we have an increase in women veterans. And so we have to determine what is appropriate for their care. It's different than what we've done in the past. We have an outstanding women's health service within our organization that talks to the women veterans, that provides the care that they need. And we have care in the community for them. If, for example, we don't deliver children, we don't deliver babies in our VA, but however, we have care in the community where they can get quality health care in the community to provide those services. But yet we have a whole wealth of services to be provided to our women veterans.
These 18 locations, including Stratton in Albany, is there a deadline for this journey to come to an end, or is this sort of an ongoing process?
This is a continual process. You know, to become high there are many organizations in the community that have been on this journey for a number of years. So you need to ensure that you're supporting a safe culture. You need to commit to zero harm. You need to commit to learning, inquiry, and improvement. And I would think one of the important things in any journey is the duty to speak up. Every employee within my organization, we provide them, when they walk through that door, the first thing I say to them is, we are a just culture. What does that mean? So I share stories with them how if they see something, they should say something. That it is our attempt to look at processes, to look at systems. So it may be something that we're doing along the way that could be changed to provide the services, the appropriate services needed for our veterans. The other piece that really goes along with the high reliability, and that's why it just isn't a one-time little package is the fact that we have respect for our people. We create an environment on which staff, patients, and caregivers are trusted and relied upon to initiate improvements and innovations. I have wonderful staff that are working on systems redesign, that are working on process improvement. And these are the employees that are on the front line. They're the ones that are seeing the processes that can be improved. They're the ones that are involved in making those changes. And then the other piece of it is clear communications. We communicate a shared vision with all of our employees, what is needed and what is expected. So it's not something that I can do once. It's not something that we may do quarterly. It's something that will be continual. Many of these processes are all in place for a high reliability organization. We're always reviewing, but however, we have to ensure that it meets the needs of every employee. So it takes a journey to get to every employee within the organization.
Darlene Delancey is the Medical Center Director at the Stratton VA Medical Center in Albany.